Let's get the toast and jam going one more time. Before we do anything, I got to make a correction.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Last week was not our 20th program.
Ooh.
It was our 21st.
So we missed our, we didn't have the big celebration for the 20th.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
My good friend Glenn in Minneapolis, one of our faithful listeners, avid Toast and Jam listener, texted and corrected me. Because he has every single episode of Toast and Jam.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so this program is our 22nd.
So this is number 22. Okay.
Happy 22nd,
by the way. What is the 22nd anniversary? Is that like the...
a rock?
I don't know. Rock bass anniversary? I don't know.
Or what was that one? The tangy fish or tangy trout? How does that sound? Anyway... we do want to thank every single one of our listeners, at least 15.
At least 15?
Yeah, at least 15,
I
think.
So doubled. So,
yeah. I'm Tim Oast, better known as Toast, and here's Jam, Paul McDonald.
Greetings.
How you been?
Busier. Busier than one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
You survived the weekend. Big weekend in Valley City.
Yeah, was. Fun one, too. Great weather.
Yeah. And what a parade.
It was a great parade.
Could that have gone any longer?
Well, you had 230 cars that were registered, and I think every single one of them was in that parade.
I think so, too. I think the one from down the street at my house was in the parade. I mean, why is he in the parade? Who knows? Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. How about we get that answer from last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. What NBA team has made the most franchise final appearances without winning a title? And our guest might even know this one. Steve Olson is with us, Valley City State University. Do you know the answer, Steve? You want to take a guess? Okay, this the only NBA... What NBA team has made the most franchise final appearances without winning a title? I know Paul has an answer for us.
I don't have an answer.
Don't have an answer? Okay. What was my clue last?
Charles Barkley played for them.
Played for them.
Boy, that's a good question. It's still a good question for me. Because I can associate a team that Charles played with, but I can't think of them all. So.
Yeah. It was, Paul?
The Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns.
And only three. That surprises me that three is the most finals that a team has played in without winning an NBA championship. Yeah. They also have the fifth best winning percentage in NBA history.
And this is Tuesday, of course, recording on Tuesday, meaning that the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They kind of whooped on Dallas a little bit.
They showed them what was what.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, man, they played great defense and... You know, it was really good. Really good series.
Yeah, they had great defense, and you know what? You can't really guard one guy. I mean, they've got a good team thing going there.
So now 18 championships for the Celtics, which is the most. Mm-hmm. They broke the tie with the Lakers.
Wow. Well, this week's question coming up later in the show brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Again, the answer, Phoenix Suns. Quick break, Jimmy's Pizza, and then we're going to talk to our guest, Steve Olson from Valley City State University. Jimmy's Pizza, dine-in, takeout, delivery available. They open at 4 every day. They got the toppings. Woo! A lot of toppings. Specialty pizzas. Buffalo chicken. You had that before? Mm-hmm. Buffalo chicken.
I like that one.
A lot of chicken. Gourmet chicken. Philly cheesesteak. We talked about that. Taco pizzas are good.
Mm-hmm.
Deluxe, can't go wrong there. Pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, and onions. Sounds like heartburn.
It's almost lunchtime.
Well, you know, they also make pretty good pastas there.
Oh, they do. Oh, yes, yeah. They do. Yes. Pasta dinners, lasagna. I was there the last time, and I saw the Italian spaghetti. Man, they really put that together nice, too. Good stuff. The wings, grinders, appetizers, salads. Desserts, top it off with a beer. They've got beer choices there, too. And e-games.
The number? You want me to give you the number?
I want that number, please.
845-1234.
All right. We're going to get to our guest here this morning. We do want to thank Steve Olson taking time out. busy, busy schedule. It's a busy time, believe it or not, at Valley City State University. Summers, you don't get a lot off, do you?
No. There's always things that are going on in preparation for seasons. You know, we've got camps going on right now up on the campus. You know, we're starting to do some work in preparation for our Century Club drive and membership drive from that standpoint. And so there's always things that are going on. There's construction that's going on. I mean, we've got some exciting things that are happening up at the bubble and then at the stadium, at the football stadium. So there's a lot of neat things that are going on. And then, of course, we're starting to prep for a new indoor facility coming on, mm-hmm. onto the campus.
Very exciting there. And I want to back up here. If people don't know who Steve is, Steve Olson, Director of Athletic Development and Game Management.
That's correct.
Got it.
So he's my boss.
Your boss, yes.
Since I do PA for VCSU, he's my boss.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, so basically what I do is, you know, we work and we try to make sure that games go off smoothly without a hitch. I mean, so that's the goal. And that teams that come in and our teams have a great experience along with the fans. So we're looking to create that atmosphere that gives people what they want to see when they come to a game. You know, that's the hope from a game management standpoint. And the other part of my job is to work with our alumni base and continue to try to foster them reconnecting, wanting to come back to Valley City, continuing to show that great pride in what it was that they got when they went to school here and when they were an athlete, and then also, you know, at some point in time helping us by giving back so that we can promote scholarships for our student athletes going forward. And of course, one of the real benefits, you know, as we look at that is when a student athlete comes to school here, it doesn't matter where they're from. When we decide to put a scholarship dollar into that student athlete, that money's going back to our school, Valley City State, and then that ends up paying for the employment of a lot of people around the city and the community. So that money really circulates and cycles back into the community.
And Valley City State, still one of the more affordable colleges in the Midwest.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've got a big tournament coming up this weekend. It's the Viking Scramble, and speaking of athletic development, maybe I can develop my golf game here before we start Friday.
Well, I need to do that too. So
this is always a fun event. It's how many years now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think back. Maybe in the 90s, I know that.
Yeah, it's been around. I know I golfed in it a number of years ago. So, I mean, it's been around for quite a while from my standpoint.
20-plus years, we know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And always a good time. And money raised at this tournament goes where exactly?
So the money raised for this goes to the Century Club, all right? And then the Century Club is able to disperse that out into scholarship dollars or different areas as they see it fit for the development of athletics.
And you are full with teams.
We are full with teams. And so we're very excited about that. And we've also done a good job of going out to get our whole sponsors and our other sponsors that we have that come in, and we appreciate everybody that gives to those sponsorships. And again, you know, the money ends up cycling back into the community is the big source of what we try to do with it.
Okay, and what time do we start on Friday morning?
We start at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So again, you know, as people come in and they take off on the course, there's going to be basically a lunch that gets served to them as they pass through, and they come back by the clubhouse. They get a chance to get some hot dogs and hamburgers that are getting cooked up for them, and then afterwards there's an opportunity for them to have a meal that's provided that evening, along with a presentation of awards and announcements from that standpoint. So it ends up being a full day. Which is normal when you get involved with a fundraising scramble. You count on it being a pretty long day, but at the same time, it's a fun-filled day. It's a great day. You just got to relax, know that it's going to take some time, and just enjoy time being around your friends and having a fun day.
And usually games on every hole. I mean, always.
Yeah, there's a lot of events that go on different holes, and, you know, hole-in-one events of some different types, and then closest to the pin, and, you know, and again, lots of different little games that go on.
Have you had a hole-in-one event? Ever?
I have not.
Oh, okay. No. I got one on him.
Yep.
I've got one.
You got one.
About three, 4 years ago.
There you go.
In a 40-mile-an-hour wind, believe that.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That was nuts.
Tailwind or headwind?
It was into the wind.
Into the wind.
Yeah.
All right.
Used an extra club.
I got an eagle once, and it was pure luck. Hit off a side hill next to the green and bounced left and went into the hole. So,
I do have one hole in one.
Oh,
thankfully,
do.
The windmill was going in a different direction, so I was able to get that one hole in one.
Oh, I like that.
See,
that's
good. Where was that, at Medora, or where was that?
I was at the Go Putt and Bump. Isn't that what it's called up in Fargo, right next to Fuddruckers years
okay,
ago?
Okay.
You know, and along that lines, I mean, I got one of those too, I guess, one time, and then they gave me the putter that I was using. Still using it today.
You know, I'm going to back up with Steve here a little bit too. Maybe a little background. You know, you're relatively new to the staff at Valley City State University. Maybe a little background about Steve Olson.
Yeah, so I started back here July 1 of last year. And then, of course, I am a Valley City State alum. Graduated in 88, would have played baseball from 84 to 87.
My kind of guy, baseball.
You know, and then, of course, did a lot of coaching along the way and started a couple of years up in Bow Bells, North Dakota, where it was that I hit my eagle by pure luck. and then I had a little stint in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where I got, you know, where I was working on as a graduate assistant, and then went to coach at the college level. Basically after that, and had three stops along my pathway, which is pretty good, and got a chance to coach college baseball and college football for the next 31 years, and landed back here at my alma mater, which is a great place to be. You know, and you talk about the parade, I had great nieces and great nephews at the parade on Saturday, and they were enjoying getting an opportunity to get some candy and watch all the events, and so it was... It's nice to be back in the area, to be around a lot of friends and a lot of people. So it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. We have, you know, what's nice about this scramble, back to the scramble again, it's kind of fun. You don't see these people all year long, and then you do get to connect that one time of the year
right.
With all these alumni.
Right, exactly. You know, so you get a lot of different teams of different makeup, but then there are certainly – a number of them that are filled with alumni that come back to the event, and for them, it's again another opportunity to reconnect with old friends and familiar faces, and you know maybe visit about the old time a little bit, and what else is going on, so it's always fun. And like I said, I came back to one of these. It would have been in the mid 90s. So mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at least we're going back a few years from that date that I would have come back to one, and that was a blast. I got to golf with Coach Dew and that day, and that was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, you know, we talk athletics, and boy, I tell you, this is a time where it's never changing. I should say ever changing, not never, but ever changing. In the world of athletics, just seems like teams are going different directions.
Right. I mean, you know, it's hard to keep track necessarily of how some of the conferences are evolving and moving and changing. And, you know, I always say that a lot of times what goes around comes back around, you know, and so it'll be interesting to see what eventually may come back around, because some of the things that are going on right now, I feel like maybe to some extent they're being pushed by egos. Mm-hmm. As opposed to being pushed by what makes economical sense.
Common sense.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, athletics is a great opportunity for people to grow and develop leadership skills and to do different things like that. And typically at almost all schools, athletes do better academically than what the general population of students do, and that's not a knock on anybody, but just being focused in, you know, in terms of what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and having somebody helping you out with those directions, you know, getting on those directions and staying on path, that pretty normally is what happens. So athletics, you know, gives a great opportunity, but how far do you need to go? Do you need to travel to gain those experiences? And that's a big question mark. And so, you know, again, I say what goes around comes around. We'll see how things evolve and come back around.
And it seemed like some of these teams have been forced into that situation. And that's
for sure.
That's sad. We forget about the mm-hmm. number one reason,
right?
Education, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look at what, you know, you look at the the old Pac-10, you look at the West Coast Conference,
yeah.
and there's teams that are forced into some stuff right now mm-hmm. that they weren't given options to or choices to be involved with. And it's a real question mark.
What do you like about your job the most?
Well, certainly one of the things that I like when those opportunities present themselves, I love to be able to get back and visit with some of our alumni and have some time to be able to talk to them about, you know, some of their experiences. But then I also do love the fact that with my game management piece of the job, I get to be at college athletic events mm-hmm. and I get to be around our athletes, and I get to be around our coaches and like I said, trying to give them the best experience that they can, you know. So those are the things that to me are a lot of fun, is trying to make sure that things are set up to be productive and fun.
And Valley City State has a great fan base and alumni base. That's what's great about Valley City State.
Absolutely. You know, so, you know, we're always excited about what can we do to try to create that continue to create that atmosphere to get more people to come and be excited to come and show up to those non-conference games. And, you know, we all love the Mayville State games, and all love the Jamestown games, you know, but we got to get some of that exuberance for, you know, Dakota State and, mm-hmm. you know, and some of those other teams as they come in too, you know. And now as we move forward, you know, some of those Montana teams are going to come in here, and they're going to be awfully good teams, and mm-hmm. we're going to need support from our fans and, you know, in our community. We're going to want that support, and we're going to want people to come on out and enjoy the game.
Paul, anything?
The newness of this new conference of the Frontier, I think a lot of people are excited about seeing new teams and different teams from Montana, and that will bring out crowds too. Now we have the Carroll College background with our history with Carroll College, so now we can renew that little rivalry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure. And when you take a look historically, you know, North Dakota teams have often gone out and played the Montana team, so that's been a pretty normal flow, you know, and they've always been good games. And you know, the Montana League traditionally, you know, when you go way back when there was a time when there was two levels in the NAIA, I mean, they were at the higher level, you know, so they come from that background of having things pretty well supported and pretty well grounded in terms of what it is that they do from a scholarship standpoint and all of those things, you know. And but those rivalries, they still can be there, you know, and it just takes a little bit of time to create mm-hmm. them, you know. But you get a chance to get Rocky Mountain from Billings to come in, and, you know, in northern Montana up in Havre, and you know, Montana Tech out in Butte, and Western Montana and Dillon, and you get a chance to get all those teams to come in, and of course Carroll College out in Helena. You know, so those are all nice towns. They're all nice communities. The only one that I haven't been in is Dillon, mm-hmm. over my travels in the past, and so at some point in time, I'm sure that I'll get out there and get a chance to see what that's all about. But getting a chance to compete against those teams is always
right.
is always fun.
It's an exciting time. I mean, yes, you say goodbye to the NSAA, but with goodbyes, there's always some hellos that come with it, and that's going to be the excitement of the 2025 school year when things change.
That's exactly right, you know, and like you said, those new opportunities come in, and those new chances to play different teams and to play a team, you know, once, you know, as opposed to some cases playing a right. team a couple of times. Not that playing teams twice isn't a bad thing. It can be a good thing, and, you know, I remember being in a league where we were talking about playing each other twice, and somebody said, well, that's just not football. I said, it seems to work in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
Home and away.
You know? Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that you have to be ready for and evolve with, and who knows, you could still end up playing somebody twice when you're trying to figure out non-conference schedules or something like that. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be really fun to play some different teams, and it's an opportunity to potentially expand and change the dynamics of where some of our coaches might recruit a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going out to some of those states, mm-hmm. you know, Montana, Wyoming, you know, farther out on the West Coast to do some recruiting. How does that change the dynamic of some of the recruiting that we do? Time will tell, but it's always ends up being sports specific when it comes to that sort of thing with recruiting too. So
you got it. Okay.
Well, the best thing about playing a team twice, you lose once, you don't have to wait till next year to get that payback. You can do it in 3-4 weeks. You get another shot at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it, one of the things that, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, of course, make the statement about saying, hey, some of the dynamics in the recruiting can change. But one of the core things that will never change in our recruiting is we will always recruit local kids. I mean, and you can't forget the fact that, you know, why does NDSU take kids that maybe that they had that were Division II really good players that played on some national championships, and a few years later now they're recruiting some kids that may be very similar, but they're winning and having success at the Division I level. The same with UND. Well, it's because they're recruiting local kids that at some point in time say, I want to be a Fighting Sioux, or I want to be a Bison. And because of their opportunity to go there, there's a little extra incentive for them to work hard, to do the little extra things that they need to do to try to get on the field or on the court or whatever it is. And it's no different at Valley City State and at Mayville State. There's still people that have those great connections to those schools, you know, and they want to play and they want to be a Viking and they want to, they take pride in that, you know. And so we can never forget the fact that there's opportunities for, you know, those local kids to come to a school and have a great college experience.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, once in a while, there's a blue chipper sitting out there, nobody looking at him.
For sure.
And, you know, there's something about our upper Midwest kids.
Yep.
I mean, there's a special thing about, hey, big heart, want to play, give it their all. That kind of thing?
Absolutely.
It's a work ethic we have up here.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and we're going to invade into some of that Dickinson State territory. You know, they get a lot of Montana kids, too, you know?
Right, for sure. So yeah, they always have.
Yes, they have, definitely. Steve, thank you so much. It's been great.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Friday.
Sounds
get
good.
Get those golf shoes on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't have golf shoes, but I'll have some shoes that
you don't
I
go,
can swing it with.
You don't go barefoot, do you? I know some guys that go barefoot.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
I tried that once, and then they came over to me and said, hey, we just sprayed the stuff, and that might not be good for you. You might get cancer of the foot. And I'm like, oh, good thought. You're right.
Yeah, don't get a little weed and feet on there, you know?
I think I have some shoes over here.
Oh, Steve Olson, again, director for athletic development and game management.
One more thing before I forget, since this is your 22nd airing, my friend Napoleon Dynamite sent a delicious bass for you guys to have.
Appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. And Steve Olson from VCSU and getting ready for that Viking scramble on Friday. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
At the country club.
Yes, yes. A lot of fun. Well, we're going to take another break here.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota National Guard, Army National Guard. And Steve, if you have to go, that's great. Hey, again, thank you. That's Steve Olson. And the National Guard, one of our sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard. Some quotes from some of the Guard people out there.
Okay.
Sergeant Taylor Krug, I joined the North Dakota Army National Guard for the benefits while I go to college and to excel at becoming a better leader. I like that one. This one from Private First Class Melissa Walls. I joined the National Guard because I wanted to prove those wrong who said I couldn't make it. I like that one too. I wanted to become confident as a person and become a member of something greater than myself. Mm. One more from Sergeant Taryn Ryerson. I joined the North Dakota Army National Guard to better my life and put myself through college. By being in the Guard, it's made me a more respectful, disciplined, well-rounded individual, and I thank the Guard for helping me become who I am today.
And there is something about putting yourself through college. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't owe mom and dad. You don't owe loans. You did it yourself. You did it all yourself. And there's a little bit of pride there.
There is. And you could be, you know, you can join the guard. You can still be a VCSU Viking.
Yep.
A lot of people do it.
Absolutely.
And they're going to get you through college, too. That's what's really pretty cool about this whole thing. They're going to help you out with your college.
Nothing wrong with that.
And find a career.
Yeah. You come out of college, you already have a trade in your back pocket and ready to go.
And make you a whole better person than when you went in. North Dakota Army National Guard, we thank them for being a sponsor. Phone number, if you have any questions about the Guard?
490-1022.
Pretty easy number to remember, too, right?
That is. Brilliant.
How come I can't remember it?
I'm not sure.
We talked about this last week, too. You know, your hometown newspaper, Valley City Times Record, has got a great promotion going on right now. It's the Gas and Groceries Sweet Summer Giveaway. We had a winner this past week, and we're going to have another winner this week. Be looking for the gas pump or the grocery bag.
Right.
Gas pump with PetroServe on it, PetroServe USA, and the groceries with levers on it. You look for those, and then you call in. You can call us.
Or email.
Or email us. Phone number is?
845-0463.
Okay. And it's what, Valley City Times Record?
At gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, so do that. And we're going to give away $100 in gas or groceries every week, which is kind of nice to help us out during some of these tough times.
It is. And when you hear people say, what's the toughest thing now? It's buying groceries or getting gas for your vehicle or two of the biggies right now.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, readers can win over and over again, so don't stop once.
No.
Keep looking for it. Call in again. Maybe call in twice this week. That just betters your chances.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And a big thank you to PetroServe USA Farm Store and Levers Foods. Where are we going here? Uh-oh. On this day in sports.
Ooh.
This is pretty interesting. On this day in sports, 1911. Over 100 years ago, Detroit Tigers trail Chicago White Sox 13-1 at Bennett Park, Detroit. Recovered a win 16-15 for the biggest comeback in Major League Baseball history. 16-15. They ended up winning it. They were behind 13-1.
Wow. Sounds like a lead the Twins would blow.
They've done that before. Oh, goodness. 1950. Cleveland Indians score an American League record 14 runs in the first inning. Beat Philadelphia A's 21-2 at Cleveland Stadium. 14 runs.
How many people left after that first inning?
Come out of here.
Some of the Athletics probably did, too.
Yeah. On this day, 1960, U.S. Open men's golf, Cherry Hills Country Club, Arnold Palmer stages greatest comeback in tournament history, erases a 7-stroke final round deficit to win his only U.S. Open title by 2 strokes ahead of
Jack Nicklaus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on this day, 1975, a little more recent, Fred Lynn gets 10 RBIs in a single Red Sox game in a 15-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Eric Kringley will like
that one's for Eric right there.
Yeah. Our executive producer, we forgot about that, didn't we? Eric, we didn't forget about you, though.
No.
No.
Always on our mind.
Sports birthdays. Today, George Mallory. George Mallory. Does that ring a bell? English mountain climber, because it's there, was born in England, 1886, died 1924. George Mikan.
Okay.
Would have been 100 years old today.
Wow.
American Basketball Hall of Famer, NBA All-Star, 51-54, MVP, 1948, Minneapolis Lakers. And Lou Brock.
Okay.
Still one of my favorites. Lou Brock, American Basketball Hall, or wait, not Lou Brock. He passed away in 2020.
Okay.
Okay, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. Remember him with the Cardinals.
He was with the Cubs.
Was he with the Cubs?
And the Cubs traded him to the Cardinals.
Okay.
And I wonder if that general manager kept his job after.
I doubt it. And, well, I'll get a couple more here. Bruce Smith. 63 today. You know Bruce.
Yeah.
That big old defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bills. Couldn't win a Super Bowl either.
Yeah.
Amazing. And Kurt Browning is 58 today, Canadian figure skater. There you have it, birthdays for today. Trivia question?
Trivia?
Here we go. Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance.
Well, sometimes, you know, it pays to have all your eggs in one basket, especially if those eggs need to be insured by a company you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save, protect your home, vehicles, business, everything that you care about at a price that won't break you. Of course, Chris Quilvang is Quilvang, easy for me to say. Chris Quilvang. Yeah, you can ask him about multi-line discounts. Give him a call at 845-2912. He is the agent with answers.
And it doesn't matter what kind of eggs, chicken eggs, goose eggs, whatever.
Exactly.
Put all those eggs together and you're going to save some money.
Basket.
Yeah, perfect. I like this trivia question.
All right.
Yeah, you should get it. Pretty easy. Who was the first twin to win a batting title?
Who was the first?
Twin, Minnesota twin, to win a batting title, MLB batting title.
That's easy.
Easy, he says. I thought you were a Yankee fan. You shouldn't know all this Minnesota
Twin
trivia.
I used to pretend I was this guy.
Okay.
Growing up.
He was great. Yes, he was. Still great. He won a batting title. Who is he? First one for the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the 60s. I'll give that. I'll give you one little hint. That's it.
Give
you
a hint?
That's it. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent.
And again, toastandjam.com is where you can go to answer that trivia question. And we'll see if our guest next week can, knows what that is.
And I think we know who we're going to have next week. We're going to have more golf.
I think so.
We hope to get Jared Lentz on.
Our former Viking, former Highlander, now he's a Jimmy. But that's okay.
Hey, you know, we still love the guy. I mean, he's still a good kid.
He is.
And we'll have to do a little reminiscing while we get him in here. And look forward to having him on and talk about, the Jimmy golf program.
The future that he has as the new head golf coach for the University of Jamestown.
A golf quote, maybe.
Why not?
I don't play a whole lot of golf. Two rounds a daily are... Tim, can you talk today?
Take two.
Take two. Here we go. Don't play too much golf. Two rounds a day are plenty. Don't play a lot of golf.
That's good.
Sounds like me. Any local
Legion,
stuff?
Legion baseball in full swing, of course. They actually been playing pretty well. The Royals 4-4 now. They won four out of the last six games. And if you're looking for a little something to do tonight, head on over to the Valley City State Softball Complex. That Cal Ripken 12U team are playing tonight against, I want to say they're playing against a West Fargo squad, but that is tonight, 5:30 they play. And our Legion, they are on the road taking on the Bombers at Jack Williams. And that is Legion ball going on this evening. Babe Ruth, they're on the road tonight. So not only baseball, but a lot of softball. We have a lot of Highlander girls that are playing traveling softball up in Fargo and Grand Forks. It's a busy time of year. They're staying in season and playing a lot of traveling ball.
A lot of excitement going on.
There's not a day that goes by and like, oh, well, there's always, I got three things going on today.
Always something. And for pictures and stories... Valley City Times Record. Do you see that paper today, a Tuesday edition, with all the pictures from community days? A lot of stuff going on. I think you have a story. You're working on one, too, about the gal that did the 50 states in the run.
We have a young woman, Antoinette Jones.
Was in the Janssen?
It hasn't been in yet because I'm waiting to chat with her a little bit. But look for this. This is a great story, and I'll give you a little tease. She's run, Antoinette Jones is her name. She has run a marathon or is running a 10K race in all 50 states. That is her goal this summer. And she picked Valley City this weekend.
Wow.
And we'll have that story coming up probably later in the week, either in Thursday or Friday's paper. We'll have that story.
Nice. Very good. A lot of stuff going on, I tell you. You know that, what is it, the Barnes County 150th anniversary book is out?
Yep.
I just had a quick glance at it this morning. A lot of stuff in there, too. Okay. Got to check that out. But what do we have coming up next on our schedule? Is it Crazy Days in July? I think
Crazy Days will be coming up in July. It's kind of a little bit of a lull. Fourth of July, of course, is always the Fourth of July celebrations going on in Sanborn, and and that'll be coming up here. Wow, it's only in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Summer's going by fast, Toast. What are they doing?
I mean, July comes and goes, and boy, then it's back to school time.
Oh, I love it.
I want to thank Glenn for listening again and reminding us that this was our 22nd show, not our 21st. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate all your help there. And that is going to do it for, is that it? Is that all you have? Is that all you have, Paul?
I'm tapped out, man.
You're tapped out.
I'm tapped out.
Yeah. Program, Toast and Jam, heard every week. Once a week is enough. We do thank all of our 15 listeners. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Checks in the mail.
Toast and Jam brought to you by Chris Quilvang, Nodak Insurance in Valley City, Jimmy's Pizza, and the North Dakota Army National Guard. You have a nice week. Take care.